everyone, and welcome back to the pod. This time, I'm introducing you to Kristin Knudsen, who, again, I just keep seeming to meet these really funny people who tell great stories, and Kristin is no exception. If you can believe it, in this episode, we talk about cheer uniforms. We talk about people's energy and, you know, how what we put out into the universe often is mirrored back to us. And I'm going to have a little story about that in a little signs and wonders hotline episode that I'm going to drop today, as well as what it looks like to show up in the world, to believe in the world, to have faith in the world, even when things are at their darkest. And Kristin has quite a story to tell about starting over, being a single mom, being on welfare, and how she reoriented herself and her life with her kids into a life that is beautiful, full of love, full of faith, full of magic and miracles. Her story, though, the magical moment in her life that she shares, but frankly, quite honestly, her life is a miracle once you hear about everything that happened, is a really sweet tale that kind of reminded me of the stories on the dodo, where she talks about how she helped a pup and other pups and how they wormed their way into her life. And I think it's a great example of how we can be of service to everything in the world, whether it's animals, our fellow humans, or even the environment. Kristin saw the need, and she became a miracle in the world. All right, let's get to this conversation and my interview with Kristin Knudsen.
I couldn't get rid of this dog that I brought into my home. And then there's this storm that's coming two nights before Christmas where the temperatures were going to drop below 15 degrees. And my heart just would not stop doing this. And I'm like, I got to find these babies. I have to find these babies. Like it just, I saw these baby puppies running around this corner, like in my mind, running around a corner to me. I think a big one was the move, right? How that was put. I mean, miracles happen every single day. It's just a matter of if we're looking for it. So the one that's popping into my mind right now, even though there's so many, is this one. So I had a best friend named Gus. He had four legs. He was my buddy. Oh my gosh. He was the best. He was the best buddy in the world. And he was by my side through all of the stuff, right? He made it to almost 15 years and he had congestive heart failure and degenerative valve disease. So, and once he was diagnosed, it was a miracle just that alone because he made it another 3 years after being diagnosed. So anyway, Gus, my buddy, with me through everything, he was such a big presence in my life. I did not want him to cross over. I did not want to let him go because of all the grief I felt in the past. I was so scared of grief. I didn't want to feel that grief anymore. So that dude hung with me for like a month until I finally walked him in to cross over that rainbow bridge. So when he crossed over, my heart was broken. And, you know, finding the joy, finding the love, but that it's interesting when someone you love so much, the space in your home feels so different because their energy is gone from it. I mean, it was so much space that was now missing. And, you know, moving on, doing all the things, you know, trying to move forward and find joy. So my daughter, about a month later, she looks out our front window. And there is, she's like, Mom, there's a dog outside. She's so skinny. She's looking for food. And we used to have a cat lady that lives next door. She doesn't live there anymore, but this, bless her heart, she'd leave so much food out for the cat. So the dog was scavenging for food, right? And I don't know what I was thinking. God, was it? I was being led. It was a miracle. And I just barefoot, December, am led outside. And I look, it's a stray dog who is a pit bull, by the way, and who's famished. You can see her ribs. You can see her hips. And I decide to lead her into my house. And she decides to follow me. So she follows me into the home, and I can tell she's terrified. She's scared. You can tell she had just had babies, and she sits down, and I just sit down next to her, and I just keep refilling a bowl. I'm sitting down next to her. She's like just eating so fast, and I just keep refilling the bowl, and I just sit next to her, and I'm refilling the bowl, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, now what the fuck am I going to do? I've got a stray dog in my house who's clearly had babies. I'm like, well, okay, I guess we're going to see what happens. So I like post out there and I'm like looking, and the shelter keeps being closed. I'm like, I can't have a stray pit bull. Like, I just can't. That's what I kept saying to the universe. But the shelter kept being closed. I couldn't take the dog to the shelter. Like, I kept getting blocked. I couldn't get rid of this dog that I brought into my home. And then there's this storm that's coming two nights before Christmas where the temperatures were going to drop below 15 degrees. And my heart just would not stop doing this. And I'm like, I got to find these babies. I have to find these babies. Like, it just, I saw these baby puppies running around this corner, like in my mind, running around a corner to me. And then I found out where the puppies were, which was not a good situation, which was not a good home. This was not a good situation. And so I just decide to walk there and try, and one of the puppies, who is my big buddy now, he comes running up to me and I grab him. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with you? What am I doing? And the other puppies run away. So I bring him home and I'm like, I've got 3 hours till this storm hits. I got hot dogs in my fridge. So I go and get a bunch of hot dogs. I'm like tossing hot dogs under the, like, I'm trying to lure these puppies out. People are like, you can't steal someone's dogs. I'm like, all these things are happening, right? So finally I'm like, F it. And I go knock on the door and I say, hey, my friend has a rescue in Austin. I live in San Antonio in Austin. She's willing to take the dogs. I noticed you have a bunch of puppies in the backyard because it was not a good situation. Okay. Would you like me to take the dogs for you? They're happy to take them. There's a storm coming. Sure enough, they were going to leave the dogs out to die that night. They were not going to bring them in. They didn't want the dogs. There was some problems, some abuse that had happened with the dog. Anyway, they give me all the dogs and I end up at home with freaking six puppies, a mom dog. Right before Christmas, it was a Christmas miracle. They're pooping and peeing everywhere. I have no idea what I'm doing. But the point of this story, I ended up finding two of them homes. The rest of them have, so we've got four dogs now. But the point of the story is there was so much love from Gus that was missing, and so much grief that I was just like so bare about. I was like, I don't want to feel this anymore. I welcome love. I welcome it in, fill this space. And it took four flipping dogs, but it was provided to me. It was that love came in another form. And I've seen Gus a few times, more than a few times, and he thinks it's hilarious. And I'm telling you, she was led to my front yard. She is terrified of people, that dog. She's terrified of people. All of them had a really horrific start to this life. But for all of those things to have happened, that's not, I don't care what anybody says, that is not luck. That is not random draw of the hat. That is not, that all of that was orchestrated because that's, I needed that and they needed that. And that was a miracle that was created. So I get to say, Kirsten, I've had a Christmas miracle.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the podcast. I need to thank Kristen for her gracious presence, her sense of humor, and, of course, all the stories that she told. To find out more about this dynamic human being who is lifting herself and everyone else up, there will be a link in the episode's show notes. Do yourself a favor and click on over to find out what this brilliant, bright light is doing in the world. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please, if you find it in your hearts to give me a rating or a review, it would mean ever so much. Whatever platform you listen on, those ratings and reviews help other people find the podcast. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Kristen. show up every day, or rather wake up every day, and then show up every day with a deep sense of faith in the goodness of the world, a belief in your capacity to change the world and change your life for the better. Never lose your faith and never lose that sense of hope that all will be well. I always think of Julian of Norwich and what they said, which was, to paraphrase, all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. And with that last message, I'll see you so very soon for the next episode of the podcast. And I want to thank you guys. All your notes, all your messages, all your feedback, they keep me going. So that's why this podcast is still alive after 5 years. It's because of you. So in this season of gratitude, I'm really thankful for each and every one of you that chooses to listen. All right. See you soon.